How about a PME? Anyone else from the core that I missed? Sorry, I didn't catch that. I thought I heard another voice. Was that Chris Badai?
Yeah, Chris Badai is here.
Anyone else that I missed from any other agency or others? Okay, moving into the agenda. Any updates from folks on the phone? All right, moving on to August minutes. I did receive comments from ODFW. Those will be incorporated. I didn't know if others had comments as well. If not, those will be finalized and posted to the web. Any comments on that? Okay. Moving right along, one action item. Bob Wertheimer is going to work with you, Lance, to talk about outplanting in the Middle Fork. Don't really have an update on that as Bob's out. I would imagine whatever documentation we work on will just reflect what we do. And I guess we could talk about that in the Middle Fork updates when we get there. Because I'm not in the know on that. So we'll move on from there, unless there are any comments on it.
Yeah, that sounds good. He reached out to me and I didn't circle back around with him in time before he was out.
Okay. Moving on to updates. It looks like you're up, Greg, for a little bit. North St.
All right. Marion Forks, everything's going well. Growing the 2020 brood. They all are marked and split out and growing well. Busy the last 2 weeks training down eggs. We finished up spawning yesterday. So far, BKD levels are low. We've only seen the first group. We had 5 positive out of the first 190 females, which is pretty low and right where we want to be. We had our safety environmental inspection both at Marion Forks and Minto on Monday. We'll talk about a few of those items here after on the other items. Minto, everything's going well. Like I said, we finished up spawning yesterday. Collections for marked fish, 2,610. Non-marked fish, 477. We've currently outplanted 1,367 fish. So busy here, and everything's going well.
Thanks, Greg. Any questions on that from folks? Okay, next item. The maintenance activities recently completed or needed. I'll let you start, Greg, I guess. We'll just move on to other items unless Todd's on. But you requested that we talk about these other things.
During our environmental and safety inspections and just a couple of issues we've been trying to find funding for, and I'm guessing that'll be the answer I get. But just looking at the valves, replace and repair, we know we need to do it, and we're putting ourselves kind of out there for a major catastrophe if we don't do them. And then the continue of painting the ponds, the environmental safety folks are concerned that there's still copper yacht paint exposed on the ponds that we haven't finished painting. So any updates on those two things would be great.
Yeah, I can just briefly speak to it, knowing this has been ongoing for a number of years in my experience. So specifically with the valves, I know there was issues with the pipe, which there was a fix put in place. Not sure how temporary or permanent that is, but it was a fix that was suggested by our engineers. In regards to the valves, again, those are on the list and something that would be taken care of under the PDT that is not currently funded for non-routine maintenance. Again, important. Also, want to add context, I think most folks are aware This year we struggled to even put into place or get funding for a full year of hatchery operations, so we're really struggling this year. They are on our list. We're currently working on making a number of these larger items, not necessarily these smaller items, although maybe this isn't small, so that these compete a little bit better with our other projects that we have going on, where we have to prioritize things, specifically projects that have to do with life safety issues. So we're working it. Probably not the answer you want, but it's definitely on the radar, and funding is definitely an issue, especially in the hatchery program. And I don't know if folks have any comments or questions on that. All right. Greg, you had the Minto GFR pipe update. I don't have an update on that. I don't know if you or anyone from the Valley did, or where that's at, or what's going on.
I just hadn't heard anything for a while. I just didn't know if it's still an option or not. We will be releasing progeny from non-marked fish, the smolts, this coming spring. So I just didn't know if there was any updates.
Yeah, I do not. I know that I've talked to Todd and he's mentioned it, but other than that, I don't know what has been prioritized with the work that he's working on. And I know he's been out on paternity leave, so I'm not sure status. I don't know if others have any information. All right.
Okay.
No problem. So I guess moving on to South Stadium.
Another observation that's been temperature-wise down here has been very nice. I believe the use of the upper ROs have kept us in the temperature target, so that's been very nice.
Good to hear. All right,
we ready for South AM?
Yep.
All right, I just got a quick update from Brett. Obviously busy sorting and spawning. This is their third week. Mitigation goals will be met this week. They'll finish up some safe spawning next week. Willamette and McKenzie staff have been coming out and assisting with the spawning of their stocks. Been a little bit hectic over there with three different stocks, but they've managed to do pretty well. Summer steelhead numbers are still low. And kind of like everywhere else, the Chinook collection has slowed down. Juveniles are all healthy and on track for size. That's what Brett had.
All right, any questions or comments on the South Stadium? We'll move on to McKenzie.
All right, McKenzie said they took their 360,000 eggs last week and are spawning today and tomorrow. They have outplanted 100 adults above Cooter Reservoir and plan on outplanting another 120 on Friday. And just like the rest of the group, they're busy with spawning and train down eggs.
So this is Jeremy with ODFW. Where do you want me to poke in with the sorter and Leeburg trap information?
We can go and do that now unless there are questions specifically for Greg. Yeah, go ahead.
Nope, next.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Thanks, Greg. So we stopped running the Leeburg sorter on September 15th. We installed the trap in the left bank ladder there at Leeburg on the 16th. Since we installed it, we worked it three times between the 17th and the 20th of September. And in that time, in the trap, we had that rainstorm come through, and we passed 66 wild fish upstream and collected 325 hatchery fish for broodstock. And the final numbers for the Leeburg sorter were 376 wild fish passed, 149 hatchery fish were taken for broodstock, 24 hatchery fish made it upriver across the table because they, you know, shoot across there pretty fast. So we didn't get 24 of them that we know of. And there were 14 additional unknown fish that could have been, you know, some of them could have been steelhead or bull trout. You know, they didn't even get an ID on those. So for the fish going over the sorter, if we take only the hatchery fish that we know of, the PHOS for the sorter would be 6% if we include all 14 of those unknown fish as hatchery fish that got above. That brings us up to 9%. So somewhere between 6 and 9% was the PHOS for the fish going through the sorting facility.
Any questions in regards to McKenzie Hatchery, Lieberg Hatchery, the sorter?
Yeah, Jeremy, this is Lance. I may have missed it, but how many, what was the total number of hatchery Chinook removed from the operation?
149 hatchery fish.
Okay, I thought you said, that's just for the sorter. You didn't talk about the trap.
Yeah, that's just for the sorter. So the trap had 325 hatchery fish removed for broodstock, and we worked the trap three times, starting on the 17th through the 20th.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Hold on, guys. I lost that in the notes. So I recorded all of that as from the trap. I thought the sorter stopped on the 15th. I think just the order threw me off a little bit. This is Nathan, by the way. Sorter stopped on the 15th, trap started on the 16th, and then you provided the numbers for both.
Yes, so the trap had 66 wild fish that we passed upstream and 325 fish that went for hatchery broodstock. And then for the sorter, the wrap-up numbers for the year, 376 wild fish passed over the sorter and 149 hatchery fish were removed for broodstock, and then an additional 24 hatchery fish made it upstream that we identified that we didn't remove. We were unable to get a hold of them and get them out of there.
And 14 unknowns as well?
And then 14 unknowns, right.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Greg Taylor.
Hey, Greg.
Got a clarifying question. I'm unfamiliar with exactly what the setup is, I guess. And so that's the number for the sorter and for the trap combo. How does that, then when you compare the overall numbers going over Lieberg, I guess how does that compare? What's your, is that some significant proportion or is it all the fish or some fraction? Can you walk me through that a little?
Yeah, I'm going to go with some fraction right now because we don't have good numbers for the total number of fish that passed Lieberg Dam. We were somewhat concerned that we were holding up hatchery fish or holding up wild fish, getting up the past the dam. And so over the 4th of July weekend, we opened up the right bank ladder and I can't remember what the numbers were exactly, but around 200, 250 fish went up the right bank ladder, and like 50% of those were hatchery fish.
Okay.
And we didn't anticipate that, you know, it was going to be that many. And then also early in the year, we don't know how many fish went over the dam. We were counting on our cameras to be working, and they were working sporadically. And so we were unable to effectively count the number of fish and the ratio of hatchery to wild. We think we may have missed I guess it depends on how you look at it, worst or best case scenario, half of the wild run because the camera was acting up until, I don't know, in May.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to get a sense of what that overall picture is kind of looking like. It's just sounds like it's a little tough to figure out right now.
The numbers are out there. We're gonna have to use math to figure it out, but we're relying really heavily on the spawning ground survey information from above Lieberg to help us kind of justify those numbers and get a number for the season.
Okay. Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions on those items? tried Doug Cougar, or Chad, sorry, Chad, is he on?
Actually, you have intuition because Chad's out in the field today running adult facilities, okay, so good job. But yeah, I'll give you all the numbers for Cougar, Doug. Currently, as of Monday, at Cougar, we have collected 139 Chinook, 19 of which were ad clipped, 125 of which were not. Of that group, 91 we've outplanted upstream of the dam and reservoir and well and or reservoir. No bull trout this year collected, and no Pacific lamprey collected at Cougar. And that's it for that. If anybody has any questions.
All right. Moving on to Middle Fork Willamette, Greg.
Yeah, the only thing Dan said was busy spawning, and today they are undergoing their ergo safety and environmental inspection. So that's all I got from Dan and Willamette and Dexter.
Okay. Doug, take us through Fall Creek.
Okay, over to Fall Creek. So far, as of Monday, we've collected 94 non-marked Chinook there and translocated them upstream of the impoundment. We've also collected 38 ad-marked Chinook and released them in the tail race below the dam, as well as 21 summer steelhead, same location of release. And we also have this year collected 40 winter steelhead and translocated those guys upstream of the dam and impoundment. And no Pacific lamprey. And then just a quick thing on maintenance. No crazy maintenance at either Cougar or Fall Creek. We've had some valve stuff at Cougar, but we've taken care of that. Fall Creek, just normal routine O&M maintenance stuff there. But of note, we are planning on shutting down Fall Creek on the 18th of October this year and Cougar on the 19th. Of October. And also, just another note, we are at both adult collection facilities, we're facilitating the rotary screw trapping effort, currently Kramer and to the EAS into the future. So that's it in a nutshell. If anybody has any questions.
Yeah, Doug, this is Lance. Yeah, sorry to hear about the low counts of wild Chinook. That's kind of disappointing. Have you guys discussed that and kind of what you think may have happened? I mean, it was an overall low run and poor survival, but do you think it was a hit from, you know, the juveniles above Fall Creek coming out, or if it's something below Fall Creek, ocean, yada, yada, yada? Any thoughts on that?
My guess is we're paying the price for a record last year, 834 at Fall Creek. Yeah, you know, there were some smaller fish in that group, so I don't know. Hard to say otherwise, but I think that we have, you know, such a huge number last year. Maybe we have a depression this year. It was an attraction issue. That's all I can say to that.
Yeah, I think you guys can hear me. If you look at, hey, Lance, we don't have perfect juvenile out-migration data, obviously. Nobody does in this basin. I wish we did. But if you look at our numbers and take them for what they are, which is screw trap estimates, but the return last year was driven by some real year class strength, and that was tied back to some of the better outmigration numbers we've seen. Coming out of Fall Creek, and you know that is then followed by some very poor numbers of fish that out migrate, even though you know we've got the operation there. You know, that population, it's such a struggle. We just continue to have poaching issues on the adults, massive amount of folks up there using that basin. really marginal habitat. And I don't want to be, you know, a downer here, but you think about what happened this year. You've got 100 adults, not even, all time air temperature highs in that basin, which generally translated to all time water temperature highs in a big chunk of the basin. It's going to be very difficult, probably, next out-migration year. You know, we'll see what we get for juveniles this year. Hopefully, we get a big chunk of juveniles coming out this year. But the pattern that seems to be playing out at Fall Creek is, you know, unfortunately, generally low numbers of juveniles that out-migrate. But, you know, some years where we do a little bit better, and that year class strength hopefully and generally carries us, you know, between some of these rougher years. So we'll see. It's obviously there's a lot of unknowns there, but, and it's a grand experiment that we're carrying out. We'll just continue to hope for the best. But yeah, it's kind of a punch in the gut this year, quite frankly, to get the number of fish that we got back as adults coming off of last year's really, really spectacular return.
Yeah, thanks. You know, that all makes sense. You know, those lower elevation spring chinook habitats like Fall Creek are just going to be a real struggle, that's for sure. But thanks, guys.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is Doug again. I did want to add one thing, and I don't know if everyone heard about the diesel spill in Fall Creek on the 3rd, I believe it was the 3rd of September. With all of the fire activity up there the past couple months and hauling all of that wood out of there, which has been happening, it's not a surprise, but evidently 100 gallons or so of diesel made it into the creek just upstream of the release site at Site C, which is a couple miles up from the head of the full pool reservoir. So at least the diesel spill was low in the basin. I did not observe a fish kill. One of our rangers saw a few dead days there. And the spill was in the Dolly, right in the Dolly Varden campground region, which is just upstream of the release site. But just a few days. When I went up there looking, I didn't see any dead salmon. Usually the salmon distribute above the spill site pretty quickly, but that's my two bits on that spill, if anybody has any more information.
Anything else on Fall Creek? All right, moving right along to HGMP buyout terms and conditions. What I have here are the fish counts we talk about monthly. I have been receiving fish counts for Bennett. Thanks for whoever got a hold of Bart and made that happen. That's awesome. So those are flowing. Those are posted to the web. As for Lebanon counts, Steve sent me an email in that regards, and I'll paraphrase because the email's a little long. But the equipment's been demoed, and they're awaiting to remove old pit tag equipment from the ladder, so they're working on that. And then it sounds like for Lieberg, they're having some issues with cameras and hardware, so they're trying to work that out so they can get through these fish counts for this year. And really, that's all I have. I have more info here that I can send out later. I just don't want to read the entire email.
Hey, Chris, can I go back to the Bennett counts? I'm glad you're getting those. Just a little bit on our collection. For the non-marked adult Chinook, 476 crossed Bennett, and we have seen 456 of those. So we've collected almost 96% of those this year, which I thinking is a good thing, or we're finding that these fish want to be in the upper basin, possibly. Just my two cents.
Yeah, thanks for that, Greg. Any other comments or questions in regards to fish counts overall? I don't have a whole lot to add. Bob not being here and others. Okay. We already talked about the sorter. I don't think we need to talk about that anymore unless anyone has anything additional. Next on the list is the pedigree work that we're working on getting through. I don't know if there's any folks from PME. Dave, I don't know if you have an update. Usually Rachel gives this update. But I had heard it was moving forward, but I didn't know what that had meant when I talked to Fenton earlier. So I guess I don't know. I have a status update on that. Moving on to contracts, I do have updates on these items. The first being the Willamette Hatcheries production contract. We did receive the bid and proposal from ODFW. Our contract offices are working through getting an award. Simultaneously, we're also working on funding to see what we can fund and what we can't. That's the update there. We have to award this by the end of this FY, so September 30th. And for the trout production contract, bids are due today. So more to come on that. This is another one we have to award by the end of this FY, so September 30th. Any questions on contracts? All right, moving on to coordination notification forms. The only ones we have are ongoing. The first being in regards to the fish and wildlife budget shortage. And I guess we'll know once we award what that actually looks like. So we can go ahead and finalize that then. The next one is in regards to work in 2023 at Cougar for some valve replacement. Again, this was coordinated early so that this could get incorporated into plans and specs or a contract or whatever is needed to get the work done. And then the last one is one we talked about earlier a little bit in regards to outlining the Middle Fork. I don't know if anyone has an update in that regards as to what's been done, what the plan is, what it looks like in terms of fish numbers. Greg, I wasn't sure if Dan gave you that info or not, or if anyone else knows.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Moving on to task groups / PDT updates. The first one is the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Measures PDT. This PDT specifically currently is implementing injunction measures that came from the latest litigation in the court order. The update I got from that, which I'll pull up, is that we received the final order on two injunction measures, one for a Foster false spill and the Cougar deep drawdown. So those have been finalized by the court. We're currently working on Detroit lower RO use for temperature control, and we're working that with the court currently. And so we're hoping to get that final order soon so that things can move forward on that. Any questions on that? I likely won't have an answer, but ask the question and I might be able to find it, or someone might know on the phone. All right. The next three PDTs have been on hold due to funding, which we've been talking about monthly. So no updates on these three PDTs that are hatchery related. So not much to talk about there. And then last, the fish operations plan. This is posted to the web. Again, we can make changes to this document anytime. There likely will be changes in the near term in regards to these injunction measures that we're implementing. So there are changes to come on that front. Any questions or comments on that? Or anything else?
I got a pinup pad update if you wanted it. I guess that's not on the list anymore.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Fall management on Stellar started on 9/13/2021. The management crew has permanently removed four Stellar sea lions from below Bonneville. They're conducting management every week through November 15th. Latest abundance count, Bonneville was roughly 30 Stellars, and no pinniped sightings at Willamette River Falls this fall.
Thank you. Anything else from folks? All right, short meeting, which is good occasionally. If there's nothing else, have a good day and have a good week. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, everyone.